Okay, so you got a pre-owned radio. You didn't mention what it was. I'm operating a Yaesu 2980 here, and I think I'm a little overpowered here, but being in the city of Flint, quickly getting into the realm of Swartz Creek, I'm probably running about probably close to 30 watts here. I probably could dial it down one notch here. So what's the rig you're running? Go ahead.
Normally I use a Yaesu 991, but the mobile I have out in the car is kind of crapped out, so I got an old Kenwood 241A radio, and it's built in, let me see what year, 1993, so it's an oldie but goodie.
It's a tremendous coincidence. I've owned the TM-241, I don't know, I bought it, the first one was from a overland tractor-trailer driver, and that had kind of a rough life. He ran that radio on the floorboards of that tractor, and it was pretty well beat up. I was constantly fixing on it. Found another one. In fact, I found two more at the Dayton Amvention. One of them needed a new screen. Oh, I think I bought one online. I think I bought one on eBay. And I was able to swap the screen out on it. The screens just plug in. You can pull the knobs off that radio. And after you loosen the hex nuts on the squelch and the volume knob, can pull that fascia off and pull that whole circuit board out and swap that out if you were so fortunate to find a defunct 241 somewhere and fix that screen, because those screens were notorious for starting to lose and start scrambling the LCD up. And so I've done that a couple times. But I'm not on the 241. It's a spare radio, but it's only got 20 memories in it, but it's easy to use. You don't have to look down at it to switch the frequencies. It was a very mobile-friendly radio. Alan, I'm going to turn it back over to you for a final, because I'm coming up on the QTH. Nice to meet you. And I'm sorry, I know not. It's a WA0, I think you said, call sign. This is WB8YOB in Swartz Creek. Go ahead, WB8YOB for your final.
Roger. Yeah, it's Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Uniform Golf. I live in a little town called Meredith. It's in between Houghton Lake and Gladwin. And I bought this, at a graveyard to swap meet. I was lucky they had a 50-50 drawing, and I promptly won $350, so I had money to spend, so I just ran over and saw this radio real quick and said, what the heck, it was a cheap price, so I'll buy it and try it and see what happens. And it sat for about a year, and I turned it on, and the screen, like you say, was all scrambled, so I turned it on off 3 or 4 times, and then it just came up, boom, just like a spiffy, everything's working fine. I'll
bid you my 73. Roger, Alan. 73, and boy, that your story sounds awfully familiar here. Have a good day. Nice to meet you. It's WBAYOB clear.
73, my good friend. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for coming back to me. 88 SUG will be a clear frequency.